Is your client a single mom? And without her car for 2 weeks, she had to ask a neighbor for rides? Is your claimant a grandmother who now is in a nursing home and stuck and she can't go and get her medications? Tell them the why to why yours is different. Why is this impacting your client's life more than anyone else's? Now remember, again, litigate the case you have, not the one that you wish you had. So be honest, be truthful, but give them the why. Now, what I find is, and I thought it was a generational thing, I just love pictures. I think it's the visual of everything puts everything together, and it kind of ties everything in. Pictures are extremely helpful. Provide those. Once they see that, it really changes things. We have clients that say it was a bump, and I double-click on that image, and I pull it up, and it looks like it was totaled. Our clients tell us one story, and it comes out to be different. Similarly, when we talk about things, especially when we see this all the time, what is a bump to us is life-altering to somebody else. Send them a picture. Send them a picture of your client. Send them a picture of your car. Let them be descriptive through what they see. Documents in any case that we see are critical. Now, every insurance company has a system. They have software. They plug things in. This is where it makes or breaks your case. Your documents that you provide are critical to the analysis of the case. Sounds like it's easy, but this is probably the biggest part where we have the biggest disconnect. If documents are provided, there's no evaluation, or not provided, there's no evaluation that can be made. So similarly, if documents are provided, an evaluation can be done. And then you can talk about where the hiccups actually are in the case. But without that, they're kind of paralyzed with analyzing your case, and you're going to be offended when they give you a $2,000 offer because they have two pages. That's important. Documents are absolutely critical. And when you realize, and I get it, we're all overworked and underpaid. Maybe some of us aren't. I know I am. But you have a large amount of files, and they specifically have a lot more because each person for them is what they call a unit. So if you have five plaintiffs in a car, you're looking at it as my one case. That's five cases for them. Their load is very heavy that requires them to report on every single person and every single thing and all the information they get and what they do. No, that's what their computer has it. The question was, did you say insurance companies refer people as units? No, that's what the computer has. That's what I'm saying. That's not how they refer to them. Kind of like I refer to my cases as cases, not defendants. It's terminology. But the point being is, for every person, including a one-year-old kid, they have to do the reporting for all those people and have everything updated for it. So when you think about it, again, you're think about this from a corporation perspective. They've got the same thing that every other corporation has, quality assurance. So people go back in their files and look through stuff. And so they're not going to be able to just give money because we think it's a good idea to give it. They have to have the documentation for it. So when you have people who carry heavy caseloads and they have these needs for documents or the need for information, the more you feed them, the more you get their attention. The more information you get them, the more they can do what they need to do for it. That's when the adjustments can start with how they do it. And again, this kind of goes back to the rapport building, right? The more you're supplying them with information, they're like, man, I really like them. And I do that too. Like when I see a case, I look at my opposing counsel, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get all my information within 30 days. I'll be able to evaluate this case. Once I evaluate this case, I'll be able to resolve it within X amount. We too do it the same way. The more you give us, we turn around and we can use it for them as well. Now, I think it's really important to remember in the defense world, there are a lot of reports that we do. So in other words, when we evaluate a case, when there's a cross-section of the case, we're writing up what we call reports. And so I want to, for the benefit of my client is not the insurance company. My client's the human that bought the policy. And so for my client's benefit, I want to show all the risks that are involved in this case. And I also want to highlight all the things that are good in the case. In my report, I do those things. And so similarly, the more information you give us as the defense attorney, the better we can write up the report for your benefit. I know it sounds backwards because you're like, well, you're the opposite side. You're not in my best interest, but we can be. You should use this like that and help us help you. It's really important to remember that. I think something happens at some point in our career where we forget that we were all sitting together in the same law school class, struggling together, that we're actually still in the same place. I never bite the hand that feeds me, which is plaintiff's attorney, and so I kind of expect the same respect on the other side as well. So we can help you with that. Now, the other thing that you have to remember, too, is in order to keep that adjuster engaged throughout the pendency of the case, is to provide them with the information that they need, but then understand that they have levels of authority. So, like, I'm telling you about the reporting from our end as a defense counsel. We report after we take depositions. We report after we go to a mediation. We report after, you know, X amount of days before trial. We do these reports to evaluate what the case is worth. And when we do that, they take that into consideration for what they think the case is valued for settlement purposes. That's why it's important to make your defense attorney your best friend. Because if they believe your case like you do, they will help you with the evaluation and what they see. They'll see it the way you see it. And if they see it the way you see it, they'll evaluate it the same. And now you have two people telling you it needs to be within this range or it needs to be settled for this range. So it's really critical that you get everybody in the boat with you to help you to get where you need to get to. Now, in the insurance, the adjuster side of things,